Welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. My name is Chad, and I serve as one of the pastors here at LifePoint. And Sunday at the Lewis Center campus, we continued our series that we're calling Free. And the big idea that we've been exploring in this series is people who are freed by grace are people who are marked by generosity. So because we've been freed by grace, we're marked by generosity. It's just something that happens when we receive the grace and generosity of God in our lives. We are free then to be generous people. That's exactly what this passage is built around in 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Paul says that for your sake, Christ, who was rich, became poor so that in him you might become rich. Those of us who are poor might become rich. So he's talking about spiritually speaking, we are enriched by the poverty of Christ. It's a really interesting idea. And that's what this whole passage is based on. In fact, Pastor Ed talked about that passage just last week at our campus. But this week, Paul kind of moves into talking about how the Corinthian church was encouraged by Paul to give to support the saints in Jerusalem who were going through a really difficult time. So he was kind of mobilizing all the churches that he had a connection with to help meet the needs of the Christians, the believers in Jerusalem. And so he encourages the Corinthians to do that. And they had already expressed a desire to do that. They had already started to do that. And Paul just said, hey, finish out what you had set out to do. And I love what he says, because he says, I want you to give not what you can't give, but give what you can. Everybody should give what they're able to give. And I love that idea, because I think often when it comes to generosity, we think, oh, I can't do this, or I can't do that, or I can't give this, or I can't give that. And that mindset of what we can't do or what we can't give often drives our perspective on generosity. And so what it leads to is it leads to us not doing what we can and not giving what we have. And there's a great story. We went through earlier, I guess, in this year or a few months ago as a staff team, we went through a process called the Journey of Generosity. And it was telling all these stories about how people are living generous lives. And there was one couple that I was really challenged by. The whole process was challenging, but the story that they told were about scrapping. And if you're not familiar with scrapping, it's where you drive around and you collect scrap metal and you take it to the scrap metal folks and they give you money for the metal. And so this couple felt like they could start doing that, and they could take the money that they would get from scrapping after paying their expenses, and they would give it all away. And so it's something they knew. They knew metal scrapping, they knew how to do it. And so they chose to do that and impact not only their church, but their local community through their generosity. And I love that story for a few reasons. But first of all, I love it because that was something that they knew how to do. And there's many of us that think, well, if I can't give this, or if I can't give a certain amount of money, or if I don't have a lot of money, I can't be generous. And I love this story because there's a couple that doesn't have a lot of extra money, but they know how to do scrapping. And they used what they knew. They gave what they had. And they started using it for the kingdom and for God's purposes and mission in the world. And I just love that so much. So when it comes to us, I think we're challenged by Paul here in 2 Corinthians 8 to stop thinking about what we can't do and stop focusing on what we don't have and think about what we do have, what we can give. And we cannot discount what God counts. If it counts to God, it should count to us. And I love this story that kind of illustrates this in John chapter 6, where Jesus is being followed by a massive crowd, and he tells his disciples, what are we going to feed these people? It got close to mealtime, and they were like, Jesus, it would take 200 days wages to feed these people. There's no way. We don't have that sum of money. There's no way we can feed these people. And Jesus said, well, you should feed them. And he says, all we have here, disciples say, all we have here is 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And Jesus takes that 5 loaves and 2 fish, and he compounds it to feed, multiplies it to feed the whole group of people. And even they had leftovers after the fact. And I love that, because a little boy gave his meal to Jesus, and Jesus used it to feed the masses. And I love that so much because I love it, first of all, because of the boy's attitude. He doesn't make excuses for why he can't more give more. He doesn't downplay what he has as, oh, I'm sure you don't want this or this is useless, but here it is anyway. And also, Jesus doesn't disregard it. He doesn't say, well, is there not more? Do we not have a bigger gift to give? No, he doesn't do any of that. The little boy gives it. Jesus takes it. And from what he takes, he feeds all of these people. He multiplies it. So a small gift in the hand of Jesus has a big impact. And I love that. I love that. And so we can't discount what God counts. We should give what we have to Jesus and allow him to use that for his kingdom and his glory and for the good of others. So when you think about yourself, when it comes to generosity, where has this excuse of I just don't have enough, where's that crept up in your own life? And how can you instead change your perspective to, Lord, what have you given me? What do I have that you want to use for your kingdom? What have you given me? And Lord, what can I do? Maybe it's an ability. Maybe it's knowledge. Maybe it's like these folks that know about scrap metal. What do you know about? And how can you use that to be generous in the kingdom of God? Let's take a minute to pray, and then I'll give you a few moments to pray as well. Lord, thank you so much for the chance to gather around the scriptures today, and just so thankful for how the Apostle Paul helps us think about generosity as a gospel issue. And so, Lord, I pray that you'd help us all to embrace gospel generosity in our life. Those of us who've been so impacted by the grace of God, that we'd be people marked by generosity. And I pray that all across our city right now, for those that are listening to this Drivecast, that you would be birthing in our heart a vision for what we could do in and through, what you could do in and through our lives through our generosity. Thank you so much for being generous to us through Jesus. May we always be not just receiving your generosity, but extending it to others. And we pray this all in your name. Amen. Now, why don't you pray and ask the Lord how he desires to make you and use your generosity for his kingdom?